breaking news on the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zolden of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us. The only segment in all of talk radio anywhere that actually focuses on the breaking news of tech trends every week, and glad to do it. Although Mr. Zolden, the aforementioned, is not with us today. He is actually in Kosovo, which is a developing technological hub in Europe, and wants to be a major player. He's talked about that when he has been with us, and he said his phone service, you know, that wonderful blockchain technology he's always talking about, evidently it can't get him a phone in Kosovo. So he begged us, he pleaded with us, he said, hey, can I have the week off? I said, yeah, if you send a good substitute. So Michael Barian is with us today, who's actually a partner of Ari's and a lot of ventures that they're working on. And Michael, thanks for taking time to even come in studio.
Thanks for having me, Kevin.
We have to you know, borrow steel to get Ari to show up in studio. So your first time on, you're like, I'm in the neighborhood. I'll just come on over. Hey, let's talk about Instagram. So there's evidently 49 million users had their stuff exposed, including major influencers. Now, this is significant. Why? I mean, influencers, they make a lot of money off of their Instagrams.
Of course. I think a lot of people trust these brands and these social media platforms with their data. And inherently, these platforms have a responsibility to really pull their weight and make this priority number one. I mean, privacy is constantly in the headlines.
Yeah.
So I think that this is something that they have to work on. You know, they're going to lose people's trust. And then simultaneously, you know, the flip side of that is we're entrusting them with our privacy and with our data. That's a personal decision that we make to do when we use the platform and
it's
we sign up.
It's kind of part of the trade-off, isn't
it?
Like, I'm going to join you, but I know that I could have all my stuff shown at some point.
It's very possible. And I guess in a world where we share everything, are we so concerned about privacy, or is it just a headline, right? I mean, we do share a lot of our lives on social media.
Yeah.
So how conscious are people about their privacy?
It's true. Well, it is true. And I know that for me, it's been something the goalposts have changed, right? So when I was just starting up, I thought this was fun and, you know, be able to yell at the whole world if you want to through Facebook. And as the profile raised, I felt like only family should see certain things. And so that's what they see. And then there's the public side that everybody else gets to see I think is going to be there. Anyway, it's interesting. 49 million users. That's a lot of exposure, but they appear to have it buttoned up now. So there's a big headline in the Post today that asks the question, the truth about whether your phone is spying on you or not. And there's probably no more interesting conversation, Michael, that I have than whether or not you get around a dinner table and you ask half the people there, do you think Siri or Alexa are spying on you? And resolutely, half the table will be like, oh, yeah, I'm convinced of it. Like, I just said the word deodorant once, and then there were 14 deodorant ads the next time I logged onto the internet. Are they actually spying, or is this like that extension of AI and blockchain that is just constantly gathering data and information from all the other things that we're voluntarily putting out there? Or is it some combination of the two?
I mean, I think the platforms are definitely monitoring us. I think, you know, at the end of the day, we view
you say that so nonchalantly. The program's monitoring us. Well, who's monitoring the monitors?
That's a good point. Hopefully some trustworthy people. But yeah, so the platforms are definitely monitoring us. And I think we look at these platforms as this is a great way to start my band. This is a great way to get my personal brand out there, to share things with my friends and families. But the shareholders and the people running these companies look at these as businesses.
Right.
They're there to make money, and they make money off of collecting data and, you know, properly matching advertising with users and their interests. So it's in their best interest to monitor us. What they do with that data definitely needs to be restricted. But I definitely do think that in some sense there is some spying going on.
You think Alexa sitting in my kitchen just going, oh, so they argued about what color the bathroom should be.
You know, sometimes I find myself also being like, I just said that and Alexa is listening.
Well, there's a lot of people wondering if that's in fact the case. But so you say it's kind of spying.
Yeah, in a way, in a sense. It's definitely monitoring us.
If I fill out a survey, if I answer a question on a form, if I create an account, et cetera, I understand that's all information I've voluntarily given them. But if I am talking about, you know, why my kid got a bad grade on his third grade test in the kitchen with my wife before dinner, not expecting Alexa to be paying attention to that. Like, if I start getting, like, tutoring ads the next day, like, that feels like an invasion of privacy to me.
It definitely does. I had a conversation with my aunt one time about a museum I wanted to take her to, and the next day I'm getting ads on my Facebook for that.
Yeah. Okay, it's done. He's spying. It's definitely spying. All right, so big tech news. Disney has made some major moves. What are they doing?
Disney is launching their own streaming service this fall, which is, you know, in my opinion, very exciting. I think up until now, there's only been a few key players in the streaming space. And to see what Disney brings to the table is very interesting. And I know when you and I were talking offline, we said a little bit about how, you know, a recent HBO event, a finale,
right,
you know, brought in so many users and so much viewership. I'm real curious to see how the strength of Marvel and Star Wars and all these assets that Disney now owns translates to the streaming service and its acquisition of users.
Well, and they just bought Hulu, from what I understand. And didn't Hulu kind of make its bones in creating new content? They were making new content before Netflix weren't they?
I think the genesis of, like, kind of these companies starting to produce their own content all came about around similar times. But Hulu was definitely an early player, yeah,
right,
in producing their own proprietary content.
That no one's going to need The Wire for anything except maybe live sports and presidential elections and stuff like that very, very soon.
Yeah, it's a good point. I think why so many people are attracted to these platforms is it allows them to consume content when they want,
mm-hmm,
whereas the old model was, let's gather around the TV, and now we all have to be on the TV timetable.
Right.
Now it puts it in your hands. You can watch things how and whenever you'd like to.
Yeah. Well, and that was really, you know, technologically started. I mean, the VCR was where that began. And once we had the ability to time adjust to our standard, the trend has never stopped going in that direction. Michael Berean. No, Berean. Does it matter? Like,
doesn't matter.
Seriously, I've known Bereans all my life. You're the one Berean. Anyway, hey, thanks for filling in for Ari today.
Yeah, thanks
good
for
stuff.
Having me.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio. My final thought, straight ahead. Don't go away.